What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's Metal Shop here on The Rock, and we're talking right now with Brent Rambler, guitarist for a band called August Burns Red. You've probably heard of them because we play the hell out of them here on Metal Shop. Awesome band. And you know what? You may have heard them around Christmas time because we play extensive collection of August Burns Red Christmas jams. But they have a new album called Guardians available now. It's their ninth album. First off, man, how are you doing? How's everything going? Are you getting stir crazy yet?
No, we're okay over here in Pennsylvania, you know. I'm lucky enough to have, you know, a house versus an apartment.
Oh,
so
yeah.
we have a house with a pretty big yard, and then I have two dogs and a 6-year-old, and then my wife and I. So, you know, we're keeping busy and you know, just kinda hanging out and trying to help him do school. But yeah, not too bad yet.
Yeah, that's one thing is a lot of my friends who have kids and stuff, they're kind of in that role now where they're the makeshift teacher and have how's that been going?
It's going okay. You know, my wife has taken on more of that responsibility.
Yeah.
She kind of lets me play guitar since that's what I was planning on doing for the last 6 weeks anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, she has online school with like a teacher conference call at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
every day. He's only in kindergarten, so
yeah.
It's nothing too demanding. I think we'd be suffering a little bit more if, you know, he was in middle school and trying to do algebra.
Yeah, right. You're
or
like
having to try and teach that because we would have no clue anymore. But yeah, we can handle the kindergarten stuff all right.
I mean, imagine that, like they're trying to learn like trigonometry. You're at night like trying to like study it on YouTube yourself, right?
Yeah, there'd be no way. I never even made it that far.
Right. Well, okay. So, I mean, let's get right to it. It's a hell of a time to put out an album, right? Kind of an interesting time, like right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and we hemmed and hawed for not too long, for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we found out the tour was being canceled, or I guess postponed at this point,
mm-hmm.
you know, we do hope to play out this tour. But when we heard that was happening, we were on the bus on the way home, and we're just like, I wonder what's going to happen with our record.
Yeah.
And we immediately hit up our record label, and they were already in the midst of having internal discussions with their parent company,
mm-hmm.
Called Concord.
Yeah.
And, everyone just kind of determined that we should just put the record out.
Yeah.
And we agreed, you know, we didn't want to be another disappointment in
mm-hmm.
what was becoming an extremely long line of disappointments.
Yeah.
So we wanted, you know, to put something out there that would hopefully make our fans happy, you know, because we made this record, we wanted people to hear it, and we wanted the people who'd been anticipating it to also be able to hear it. And so, you know, we went with it, and, you know, Guardians first week, obviously we saw like physical sales decline because, you know, you weren't able to go out there and
yeah.
buy the record physically.
Yeah.
That wasn't possible. But we had the record streamed, I think I think our last record was streamed a million times in the first week, and this one was streamed at like 3.5 to 4 million times in the first week. So, you know, we saw obviously a massive increase in listening that way, which was great to see.
Well, that's the thing is unfortunately, like you said, like it pretty much cuts out the physical as far as going to the store. I mean, you can still order it online and whatnot.
Yeah.
But at the same time, people need that outlet. People need that release and they need that distraction. So if you put out a record amidst a pandemic, like that is just like a gift for people to just like, you know, I mean, we got all this, you know, tension and a little bummer news and stuff. It's like, yes, my favorite band put out this record. I'm just going to dedicate, you know, a couple hours to just jamming this album a few times. And I think it was nice to see, you know, you guys sticking to that course. And I mean, as weird as it sounds, like there will be an end to this and you guys will be able to look back and this album, not that it wouldn't be memorable otherwise, but I think the circumstances will make this a memorable time. Like looking back at your discography, like, hey, remember when we dropped that record in the middle of a pandemic? Like that was kind of weird and cool, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And it's, and you're right. You know, it's the response we've gotten from keeping the date the same has made it, you know, all worthwhile in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just how happy it seems to have made people. And yeah, I think, you know, I think when we do get the go-ahead to go out there and play live again, I think people will be extremely hungry to see the record live because, you know, like you said, it might be something that right now is putting a smile on people's faces during a really bad time, and they'll remember that, hopefully. And so hopefully when we go to see the record live, maybe that's when we'll, you know, get the dividends back from, you know, dropping a record and not having people be able to go to a store and buy it.
And just think about like the one side of this is when we all get back, I think, we'll all come to the realization, like maybe a lot of us were spoiled with the amount of like shows we got to go to and maybe not be an active participant or just like paying attention. Like I know I'm not going to be looking at my cell phone half as much. And I know I'm going to be really just, it's going to be like an expression of life and energy. Like, yes, back to like what I love, seeing bands.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know that's very true. Hopefully, when we're done here, people will be so sick of being buried in their cell phones that you know they'll want to do other things other than that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean that was the other thing too. We just kind of said, "Hey, if we can put out a record and it can be a little bit of a distraction from the endless sad news cycle, and that's also a good thing." You know, I said in another interview, I bet people's moods would improve.
Yep.
A good bit if they, you know, cut out an hour or two of news watching a day and replace it with listening to a band they like. I think that would probably, you know, help a lot of people.
Yeah, I agree. And it certainly helped me out. I went on a little walk this morning, listened, jammed your record. I wanted to kind of get it in the mind before talking with you. But for you personally, so aside from August Burns Red, for you personally, if you've had like a tension going on in your head or you're having a bummer day, maybe a negative news cycle with what's going on, what's an album that you can put on that can kind of wipe the slate clean and get you refreshed?
I've been listening to that new Silverstein record a lot.
Cool.
That's the one, like people say that our record kind of, you know, seems to apply to the times, but there's some songs on their new record that I agree as well. And then I've just been going back and listening to old records that like I really like. Like one of the first days that we got home, we realized that we were going to be stuck inside for a while. My wife and I listened to that Reggie and the Full Effect record under the tray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fun album.
I know, exactly. That's how I thought. I'm like, we should listen to this. And we did, and it was great. But yeah, I mean, there's just been a couple different records that I cycle a lot, like road bike, and I've been listening to the new Polaris record a lot.
Oh, cool.
When I'm out there on my bike, I like that one a lot. I just listened to the new Black Dahlia record the other day on a ride. But yeah, so there's definitely tons of great music out there to help you get get through this time.
Absolutely, man. And going back to the album, so your ninth album, which is pretty gnarly. You've been in the band, like, you're one of the original. I mean, I think you guys are all original members, right? You guys have all been.
We have two. So Jake and Dustin, so our singer and bass player, they've been around since 2006.
Okay,
so
almost.
Yeah.
Damn near.
Pretty much.
So, you know, making nine albums, like, that's a huge thing for a band to accomplish. And I'm curious about what keeps you motivated to keep getting better and better, like, getting your chops up musically, and what keeps you interested in making, like, extreme metal music.
I think that's kind of each other. We, you know, tend to write music that we can't play, from the start. So
cool. That
right there is motivation to get better at your instrument. Cause if you want to be able to play the songs live, you need to be able to get better. Mm-hmm. And so that right away is that motivation to just keep playing your instrument, keep getting better and better. And then, you know, on this record, one of the biggest differences is that our bass player, Dustin, he wrote half the music on the record.
Oh, cool.
He's a phenomenal guitar player. And he can play drums as well. Mm-hmm. And he wrote some songs for us on previous records, but never to the scope that he did on this record. So that right there is something that's new and different for us on this album. And, you know, as he grows as a songwriter more and more, I think he'll be even more collaborative as far as the writing process goes. So that's just a new thing that, you know, we're 17 years into our career. And
yeah.
We're just discovering that we have this secret weapon of a songwriter. So
yeah.
that's a bit refreshing right there.
That's cool. How did that come about? Was he just like, hey guys, you know, I can do this? Or were you like,
yeah, I don't know. He just, like I said, he wrote songs for us in the past and they've been great songs.
But
just out of nowhere, he was just like, boom, I wrote a ton of material. And we were like,
killer.
Okay, this is great.
Yeah. That's cool that you guys are able to just allow that to happen, and there's not just one guy who's dictating things. And
no, I mean, usually the other guitar player, JB, is the primary musician, and mm-hmm. then myself and our drummer, Matt, we usually handle the lion's share of the lyrics. But yeah, on this record, like I said, Dustin really stepped up and wrote half the material, and JB continued, obviously, writing a lot of material as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just an extremely, much more collaborative effort musically than we've had before.
Cool, man. Well, I'm curious about what your kind of like what your light bulb moment was for like heavy music, and obviously you're a guitarist. So, what was the time? What was the album, or maybe the band, or the concert? Was there a light bulb moment that made you like, man, I want to shred? I want to pick up an instrument.
For me, I listened to punk a lot when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I had some really close friends who started just like a 3-piece punk band that was sounded like Blink-182 and Green Day.
Cool. Yeah.
And so that was fun when we were in middle school. And then, all of a sudden in high school, I started getting into heavier music, and then like the big aha moment for me for, metal music was Poison the Well's Opposite of December.
Oh man, so good.
That for me when I was in high school, that was the one that like turned the lights on as far mm-hmm. as liking this style of music. And that's like, I didn't start playing guitar till I was 16 or 17. So I was pretty late as far as picking up a guitar and playing. Like I started, like I said, 16, 17. And then when I was 18, the band started. So, we didn't really have much time with instruments before we got going.
Okay, man. Wow, that's an album that I can revisit time and time again. And they just released, what was it, like the 20-year anniversary of that edition?
Yeah.
So, man, what an incredible album. It's kind of like I go back, and there's albums during that period that I'll go back and go, okay, maybe it was a time and a place, but I'll go back to that one, and it's still just as good.
Yeah, that record's amazing.
So we're talking about Poison the Well. Certainly, you would call them metalcore. I would, you know, and I'm not trying to classify you guys, but you know,
yeah.
I would call August Burns Red pretty metalcore sound.
Yep.
What's and we all know the big four of thrash, right? So we got Anthrax, Metallica, Slayer, and Megadeth. In your opinion, yep. What is the big four of metalcore?
Okay. I'm not going to include ourselves in there.
Sure. Okay.
I'd say for me, Poison the Well will be on that list for me.
Yeah.
Man, are we talking current or who, like, came out and was just, like, boom, like, in, like, the early 2000s to kind of, like, get the genre going?
However you want to classify it, man. This is your list.
Okay. So, as far as the big four for me that really set metalcore going, I'd say Azalea Dying.
Yep.
Unearth.
Yes.
Probably Poison the Well. And probably, like, All That Remains, maybe.
Okay, yeah. I remember seeing them with Azalea Dying on a tour, and that was a huge tour.
Yeah. Like, those bands really set things off for the genre. I mean, in my opinion, and kind of shaped what it turned into.
Yeah, man, and I mean, there's countless bands, right? Like, you could say Killswitch, you could say, I mean, Shadows Fall, even. Like, those are, yeah.
Yep. I was never a big Shadows Fall listener, and I know that there's tons of people who were, but they're just a band that always escaped me.
Fair enough. So you know, we just touched on some of your early influences as far as metalcore. Altogether, and it doesn't have to be just metal. It can be within any genre. I'm just curious, what are four albums that made a distinct and positive, like, effect on you?
Man, four albums that Thursday's Full Collapse was up there for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mary talked about Poison Well's Opposite of December.
Yep.
Converge, Jane Doe.
Yes.
And then I'll probably go outside of the metal box here for me. I'm going to say Minus the Bears, Highly Refined Pirates.
That's a great album, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those four probably pretty well describe my music taste for a big majority of my life.
Cool. Right on. Well, what's the least metal album in your collection?
The least metal album in my... Oh, I'm sitting in front of my record collection, so this is pretty easy. I have a lot of not metal records in my collection. but the least metal, I love Explosions in the Sky.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they're about as opposite as metal as it gets, I think. I have all of their records, so we could just any of those.
Awesome. Hey, really cool band, though, and definitely a band that if you want to just sit outside and look at the stars, that is the soundtrack for that.
Yep, you can definitely just, for sure, go into a daze and listen to them.
Get lost in it. So I had to ask this. So we play you guys a lot around Christmas time. You guys put up the Sledden Hill. Thinking back when you were a kid, you know, when you're opening presents, what's the coolest Christmas present you ever got as a kid, man?
Holy mackerel. The coolest Christmas present I ever got as a kid. Let me think. Boy, you're really making me go back here. I got my first guitar for Christmas.
There you go. Hey, that's
pretty
informative. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Remember what kind of guitar was it? Was it like a PV?
Yeah, it was a Fender Squire.
Okay, yep, exactly. Fender Squire, exactly.
Yep.
I think that was mine too. Yep, that was mine. Left-handed Fender Squire. So here's another random one, and you don't have to go back in your memory bank or anything, but just something you probably haven't been asked for a while, at least. If you were magically transported into the world of WWE or MMA, and you had to choose a wrestling theme song to come out to the ring in, what would it be?
Oh my God. Let me think. Jeez. I'm going to pick... And I don't know why I'm going to pick this. Africa by Toto.
Nice. That's amazing. Oh, wow. I talked to someone from this band called Creeping Death, and Trey from Creeping Death, and he said he wanted to come out to Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. I was like,
that's good. Yeah. That's good. I was at a wedding once, so they played that song 10 times in a row.
Oh my God. That's amazing. Wow. That's a good song. It doesn't get old. Right on, man. Well, so like we mentioned, the new August Burns Red album is called Guardians. It's available now. Last question here for you, man. If you could pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got it.
Pick a scar. Okay. I have a scar that runs from my forehead close to like the middle of my head. Like you can't really see it. My hairline covers most of it. Luckily, I'm not bald yet.
Yeah.
But okay. So I got that when I was, like, I think when I was about 10 years old, mm-hmm. I was swimming at my cousin's house, and we were doing, like, backflips off my uncle's shoulders in the pool.
Okay.
So I had gone and just done one. So I did a backflip off my uncle's shoulders in the pool, and I'm swimming, but as I'm swimming away, all of a sudden I just feel this kunk. And then the next thing I remember, I was standing, like, on the side of the pool. Everyone is, like, standing around me. There's a whole towel wrapped around my head. And it was because my cousin Michael, he jumped off my uncle's shoulders before it was out of the way. And he hit his open mouth. So all of his teeth, his top row of teeth, on the top of my forehead.
Ah, concussions.
And pretty much went from, like, and ripped my scalp open from my forehead back to the middle of my head, and I had to go to the hospital and got like 20 stitches right in the top of my head when I was like 10 years old, I think.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Damn it. Sorry to bring up such a traumatic story for you, man.
No, it's a good story. It's a good story.
And it is.
It's one I don't get to tell often because, like I said, the scar now is pretty much completely covered by my hair. Everyone just thinks it's my hairline.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that's a scar.
Damn.
That my hair just has to follow.
Right. Damn, dude. All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, man. Is there any final words you want to say to Seattle, who is, we're pretty much all staying at home? Any words for anyone who's kind of on lockdown and listening to the new August Burns Red?
Well, first of all, thank you, Seattle. I think Seattle is one of the first cities ever to embrace us as a band.
Yeah.
Definitely one of our best markets in the entire world. We love you guys for that, and we hope that you are just staying safe and staying sane at home.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is as important to keep your mental health as up top as your physical health, you know.
For
and
sure.
I hope that, you know, listening to the record can bring, you know, maybe about an hour of happiness into your life if you mm-hmm. want to, you know, spin it all day, maybe more. But yeah, just thank you very much, Seattle. You guys have been great for us, and we really, really, really hope that you guys can see us very soon. Like I said, one of the best places to play that we have in the world, and we can't wait to get back out there.
Amazing. Thank you, Brent. Brent Rambler from August Burns Red. Check out their new album, Guardians. It's available now. Thanks for the time, man.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.